Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. In today's Flashpoint, I am joined by the notorious Budge brothers, Rob and Dave Budge, as I caught up with them at British Firefighter Challenge 2021. It is always an absolute scream to catch up with the Budge brothers. They have travelled far and wide when it comes to firefighter fitness competitions, and they are showing no signs of slowing down. Today's Flashpoint was brought to you by the wonderful William Wood Watches, the makers of those beautiful watches made from upcycled fire service equipment. Dashly gave away one of their newest models of the watches to the fastest male and the fastest female. If you head over to williamwoodwatches.com or head over to their Instagram page, you will see them at British Firefighter Challenge 2021. So without further ado, let's jump in and take a listen to today's Flashpoint.
Here, Manal.
Rob, Dave, British Firefighter Challenge 2021. How was it? We had the sibling rivalry once again. How did you find it, Dave?
That's 2-2.
2-2?
2-2-0.
No one's keeping score.
You won Nottingham and Leicester, and I've taken the last three. 3-2.
3-2.
When you said 2-2, I was actually really happy. It's 3-2.
It's 3-2. Man, you know what, though?
Very true.
And that's it. You guys keep on smiling through. You keep on pushing each other. How do you keep that sibling rivalry? Because you grow men now. You know, people have priorities. Well, yeah, people say they're there, but some people feel like, oh, mate, you keep doing your thing. I've got a family. I've got this. I've got that. How do you keep that? How do you keep each other accountable? How do you both stay in shape? Because you work different places. You do different things. How do you keep it going?
I think the first thing that gets us to compete with each other is hatred.
Hatred?
Yeah.
Pure hatred.
Pure unalloyed hatred. I spent 15 years getting bullied. So there's a long
was
time.
Who was that? Was it the older brother? Finger on the forehead.
Mate, we were
No, mate.
This is the first time it's come out.
Dude, we went to a military.
I'd like to take this moment to say, Rob, you really bullied me for my child. where's the NSPCC? Let's get him in.
Seriously, we were at a military school, so yeah, you know what it's like. Military school is quite.
It's like a borstal.
Yeah, it's very. It's very. There's a lot of machismo. There's a lot of kind of just proper lad behaviour.
Yeah, but you strike that balance so well though, because you've got it. The banter
now
is strong.
Oh yeah, no,
oh, you do now.
Yeah,
and
do
we
now.
Push each other, don't we?
I know. Yeah, we do.
Like, yeah.
But
so
also,
we'll
how do you strike a balance? Because I mean, I know I don't get with you guys personally, but you both got gold medals around your neck, and I don't see either of you going, dude, I'm sick of your shit. Get out of my way.
Never happened.
I don't see that. Does that ever happen?
No, because the competitions now, like, we've both been quite competitive with sports and stuff growing up. Mm. So the competitions now, it's like a chance for us to bond and do stuff together.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the whole point of it.
That's how we first started it. It was just going abroad together. It was great.
Yeah.
Also, you know, we do push each other, don't we?
Oh, yeah, massively. Like, there's always
we
that.
Support each other outside of it as well, because, I mean, Dave, you've done some fighting in the past.
Yeah.
You do a whole bunch of different pursuits. How does that work? You know, why have you decided to keep coming back to this? Because this is a strange piece of fitness to do. You only get to do it once a year, you know.
It's rock hard.
Yeah, it is.
It is hard as hell.
It is hard, but also, like, the stuff I've done previously especially, it's just the amount of injuries you'd pick up.
Yeah.
Like, jiu-jitsu, MMA, rugby, your body just gets trashed.
That's what pushed me away from rugby. I can't be arsed off somebody trying to maliciously hurt me. I get that many injuries, prolapse disc, pec tears, on my own.
Do you know
someone
what,
maliciously coming out to hurt me.
I give up rugby at 32.
Yeah.
Did yoga for a year.
Yeah.
It did not cut it. And
then with the respect to anybody that does yoga.
That's quite the transition. Quite the transition.
Yeah. Mickey Joseph took me to Germany. I did one of these competitions and that was it. Hooked.
Boom. You found that next trigger.
And that's when I tried to drag him into it.
Yeah. Was there a moment when you stopped playing rugby where you're like, if I don't find something, just going to like fall into the oblivion of no exercise?
So I did this yoga to try and rehab some injuries and that was it. I was like, oh my God, I'm chomping at the bit. I've got to do something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Germany happened and... Yeah. Oh my Lord.
Yeah, because you had that. I retired in, 2009 with 3 prolapse discs. Yikes. And then 9 months later, I walked into a cage and had my first fight. So it was just like, well, that's a replacement.
How does that work in your mind? Because there is an aspect of, I don't want to be here forever just doing nothing. You've got to live for a purpose. But you decided to go into another sport where people are out, not out to get you, but somebody's, you know, they're going to do some damage.
Yeah, but at the same time, being forced to retire from rugby with a back injury, MMA was actually a safer prospect because everything's coming at you and you can see it. It's all frontal.
Okay.
Whereas rugby, you're getting hit from every angle and there's just no control in it.
You like a frontal, don't you?
Wow. Likes it wow. Let's lower the tone there.
Front and back.
They're good at.
Front and back.
Now, just for people that aren't aware, they didn't see the YouTube, you both got gold medals. Rob, how did it go today? What'd you get at?
What did I get? 240? 240, yeah.
240, which got you?
Gold medal for the 40 to 44.
40-44.
Yeah.
Dave?
And gold medal 35-39.
You guys doing the relay event tomorrow?
Yeah, and that's when we go against each other, which is great fun.
Love it.
Because we obviously represent GB together when we go abroad.
Yeah.
But this is the one where we race against each other, so it's always great.
It's going to be a giggle. I've just got to find someone else in my relay because I'm down to three.
What was it like having it at the college? We haven't got any public this year, but it's kind of like the home of the fire service, so how's that going?
It's more intimate. I actually quite enjoyed it just because it is just firefighters. Yeah. It is lovely. Yeah. But I do miss the buzz of being a city centre.
Yeah.
There was thousands of people in Watford. It was just a great atmosphere, and I miss that.
Yeah.
But the intimacy, it's more like a family this weekend, isn't it? So yeah. I've loved it.
Yeah, same. You obviously miss the buzz of people walking through and seeing something that they've just never seen before.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think this is a good bet post-COVID as well. And also, like, I've had to watch him the last 4 years organise this. And, like, between him, Chris, Mickey and John, they're all ready just to sack it off at the end of it. And watching this in a closed environment with a few less hoops to jump through,
it's a bit
nicer for them, I think. As
I feel like we're heading into the perfect storm, though, because we've had the Cheshire Fire Challenge. They've done loads of great virtual stuff. This has come back. People didn't know if it would, if it wouldn't. It's back with a vengeance. So now, next year, when the Cheshire get together, when you get together, it's all going to come together. Yeah. COVID and craziness is going to be gone. Are you both going to be there for Hull next year?
Oh, hell yeah. Definitely.
You know it. You know it. You got him, haven't you?
I want to defend this.
That's it, isn't it? This is another 23 years left of rivalry.
So just to clarify, we're at 3-2, right?
3-2.
3-2, heading into tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a banging over 60s race, isn't it?
I still will be doing it in my 60s.
Let's see if you both make it. Fellas, thank you so much, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Cheers, dude.
Perfect. Thanks, mate.
I think I got through that with that sentence.